We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 23rd of October, 2010. It's good to have you with us once again. You know, folks, I never cease to be amazed at just how much is admitted in the mainstream press today. I was going through some of the stuff, the articles I have here, and the orchestrations of terrorism abroad, around the world. What's admitted is just amazing. Now, last week I told you that this Fort Hood shooting trial is going on. Nidal Hassan was the Fort Hood shooter. It was alleged back at the time, you might remember, that they had destroyed... that he had contacted an imam in the Middle East. And this imam just happened to be supposedly the same guy who had helped to orchestrate or plan the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Now, we know the whole 9/11 thing is a bunch of BS. We know that thing is all made up. Anybody with an ounce of sense can read the documentation. I always cite the PNAC report, the neocon think tank, the Project for a New American Century. The report, by the way, is still up on the Internet. It's still up on their official website, newamericancentury.org. You can go there, download the report. This whole thing was planned out in advance of 9/11. The report itself was published in September of 2000, a year before the alleged attacks and before the November election. So they were setting the policy for the Bush administration before the Bush administration was ever in office. Okay, they laid it all out there. Now, this imam, which supposedly planned the attacks, or helped to plan them anyway, he was connected supposedly to this whole thing in a big way. It's come out this past week that this guy was actually having dinner at the Pentagon after the attack. Now, he was also connected with Nidal Hassan, according to the mainstream press. This was the guy that Nidal Hassan was actually emailing prior to the Fort Hood shooting incident. All of this is a very tangled web, and we're going to go through this today. In the meantime, we have the financial terrorism going on. The Federal Reserve now saying $100 billion a month could be pumped into the bond market. The bond market is very important, ladies and gentlemen, because this is how our country has continued to survive. This is how our country has continued to be able to keep going, because we borrowed money from foreign investors through the bond market. Now they're saying the Fed, because foreign countries don't want our bonds anymore, the Fed's going to try to artificially pump up the bond market by pumping in $100 billion a month. It's insane. We've got to take a break. We'll be back. This is Govern America.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address, I keep it open during the show, is radio@governamerica.com. And the phone number is 800-313-9443. I'm going to try to, if you call in, I ask that you keep the comments short to the point because I've got a lot of information to cover. I want to cover as much of this as possible. But you certainly are welcome to call in, 800-313-9443. Before we go on here, I want to share this with you. I got this from Janan in Texas. This is from the newspaper.com. This is a journal of the politics of driving. I believe it's a trade publication. That's what it looks like. Anyway, they're reporting now. Before the break, I was telling you that the Fed is poised. According to one Federal Reserve official, one of them is actually saying that they're going to, they're saying now they're going to pump money into the bond market. They're going to create this money out of nothing, pump it into the bond market. One Fed official said that it could be as much as $100 billion a month. Folks, I want you to think about that. Think about the ramifications of that as far as inflation is concerned. But see, as I've covered on previous shows, I think it was just last week, actually, that Ben Bernanke was quoted as saying that it was their goal at the Federal Reserve to create inflation. That was their purpose. That was their intent. That's what they want to do. In the meantime, we got all these currency wars going on around the world. Everybody has a global race to the bottom as far as their currency. They're trying to devalue their currency so that they can create demand for their exports. So this is what globalization has done for us, ladies and gentlemen. Every country wants to devalue. When the value of your money goes down, your purchasing power goes down with the value of your money. It's never a good thing to have your dollar worth less, or to have whatever currency your country has to be worth less. But today, with the World Trade Organization opening up the markets, the elimination of tariffs on imports, this is what we have now. We have every country trying to devalue their currency, trying to reduce the people in that country's buying power in order to create demand for their exports. By the way, we're going to be visiting with Bob Chapman in the third hour if everything goes as planned. And we're going to get into this mortgage mess, the MERS electronic registration system. We're going to be talking about the database. And maybe we'll get into the currency wars and the unemployment rate, which, as I mentioned last week, was at 22.625%, if you factor everything in. In the meantime, since we're a bankrupt country, we have a push for our toll roads going forward. We were supposed to believe that the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Super Corridor, the CAFTA Corridor, all these international trade corridors, all this stuff is supposed to be dead. The push to create our roads, make our existing roads into toll roads, goes forward, ladies and gentlemen. And all this is going to be handled, by the way, if the North American Superhighway Coalition has anything to say about it, and if that model is followed, all this is going to be handled by private corporations, because this is a part of the reinventing government initiative of the Clinton administration. And you know, again, Clinton didn't, I don't think he dreamt this up. These leaders, these people are figureheads. They're operating behind the scenes for the international banking cartel, the international masters of finance. But reinventing government, that phrase came along with Al Gore during the Clinton administration. And now we have privatization of this, privatization of that. And our government has become a system where you can't get your fingers on it. There's no accountability to the people because corporations handle functions of the government. And that's where you have a system of fascism today. Anyway, now this publication is reporting federal agency pushes states to toll existing roads. This created financial system that we have of bankrupting states, bankrupting cities, bankrupting towns, and bankrupting whole countries is by design the solution, quote-unquote, to this, the synthesis to this Hegelian conflict, is now for states to start turning those things that were free, actually not free, because we paid for this stuff once. That we pay taxes to build roads. We pay taxes to maintain roads. Now we're going to pay tolls to use those things that we've already paid to build and maintain. So you're getting taxed upon taxed upon taxed upon taxed at a time where we're losing 95,000. September unemployment was 95,000 additional more jobs. People, we're being thrust into poverty here. We're being thrust completely and totally into abject poverty. And the United Nations, if you listen to them, I thought one of their goals was to cut poverty in half by 2015. Wasn't that one of the Millennium Development Goals? Put in Millennium Development Goals into a search engine. I believe it was the first Millennium Development Goal is to cut poverty in half by 2015. How are we doing on that, UN? Anyway, they say the Federal Highway Administration yesterday, and this was dated the 20th, held out $10.5 million to bribe states, and that's exactly how it's put, to bribe states into turning freeways into toll roads through fiscal year 2011. As part of the so-called value pricing program, which Congress introduced in 1991, a year before Agenda 21 was unveiled, ladies and gentlemen. Agenda 21 doesn't want you to use cars, folks. And this is a part of getting you out of your car. They They're going to charge you to use the roads because they don't want you using a road or a car. Anyway, it was this value pricing program, they say, which was introduced by Congress in 1991. The agency will take taxes paid by drivers at the pump and underwrite projects designed to charge motorists more for driving on existing roads or increase other fees imposed on drivers. Secretary Ray LaHood, who's just an absolute scumbag, my words, not theirs, he said, quote, these projects show that states are developing new ways of thinking about how to manage congestion. And he said that in a statement on projects selected in August. Under the program, the Federal Highway Administration will select 15 project proposals submitted by state departments of transportation and underwrite up to 80% of the cost of feasibility studies and implementation reporting. In August's funding round, for example, the Virginia Department of Transportation and Washington Council of Governments received $320,000 in taxpayer funds for a study of the advancement of regional pricing in D.C., including pricing in existing facilities. The Texas Department of Transportation received $2 million to promote a pay-per-mile insurance pilot program, and that's programs, plural, designed to ease the public into acceptance of the concept of pay-per-mile road pricing. In other words, incrementalism, folks. Ease you into it. You can't do it all at once because people will be angry. But people need to be getting angry anyway. The problem is, folks, people don't know this stuff. Some people in certain areas find out about it. But this is the plan. Everyone needs to understand where we're headed here. Of the total amount of money allocated, $2.6 million, they say, is set aside for non-tolling projects such as the use of congestion pricing at parking meters, a system that allows local authorities to charge higher rates for cars during peak times. Tolling of roads, especially of existing facilities, is frequently criticized as creating a so-called Lexus lanes that force poor commuters to drive in traffic while the wealthy can pay for a quicker journey. To address this problem, the Federal Highway Administration program will support the diversion of even more money from state and federal gas taxes toward complicated rebate systems or mass transit. You know, remember we talked about Obama's high-speed rail initiative? Well, that's where this that ties right in beautifully with this. High-speed rail. And there's your infrastructure creation job. Agenda 21 jobs. The potential, he says, and this is the FHWA, the Federal Highway Administration's Federal Register notice to explain this. It says, the potential financial effects of value pricing projects on low-income drivers will be considered. Where such efforts are expected to be both negative and significant, possible mitigation measures should be identified, such as providing new or expanded transit service as an integral part of the value pricing project. Don't you love how they call it value pricing? Isn't it just, doesn't that, I mean, you talk about a think tank term, folks. Value pricing. They're going to charge you where they weren't charging you before, and that's value pricing. Or George Orwell, call your office. You know, I thought value, wouldn't the greater value be to not pay taxes on something that you've already paid taxes on? Well, no, what they're doing is they're taking your tax money and they're using the tax money to explore how they can get more tolls from you. What will it take to get the people angry today? They say additional measures include methods to facilitate convenient cash payment by those who do not have bank accounts or credit cards or who do not choose to tie their toll accounts to the bank accounts or credit cards. Anyway, that's it for that. I'm going to leave that there. We got other information to cover when we come back. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Wicks. You know, the reason why we need to avoid these toll roads, aside from it being the camel's nose under the tent, discouraging your travel, just being oppressing everything that you do, folks. Without the ability to travel, you can't see your loved ones, you can't take vacations. I don't need to really go down the list of this thing. Oh, you can get on a high-speed rail and do this. Well, you know, cars represent freedom, folks. Cars represent freedom. I mean, there's nothing like being able to jump in an automobile and go down the road. When you're dealing with high-speed rail, you got to go to a rail station. You got to deal. And folks, make no mistake about it. You think you're going to jump on a train in the future without going to do the kind of high-tech security scrutiny that you have with the airlines today. I mean, it's the airlines today. It's every other form of transportation tomorrow once they eliminate the cars. So, and now we have that same publication I was reading from. I went to the home page of that. They say New Jersey toll roads waste $43 million in driver cash. They're saying motorists traveling through New Jersey see $43 million of the money paid through tolls wasted on the bureaucracy, according to an audit released Tuesday by the state comptroller. The New Jersey Turnpike Authority is responsible for running the Garden State Parkway and New Jersey Turnpike. Its employees took funds from the continuously increasing tolls and used it to enrich themselves in a number of ways. While tolls are going up, this is a quote from Matthew Boxer, who is the state comptroller. He says, while tolls are going up, the Turnpike Authority is overpaying its employees, overpaying its management, overpaying its health plan, and overpaying it for legal services. The most notorious example involved a toll road property inspector who, without violating any laws, pocketed $321,985 in 2008 thanks to lavish payouts and bonuses offered at the tolling authority. Management is responsible for reining in such excesses, paid themselves $3 million in bonuses through the same system. So I'm not going to read that whole thing. The point is, here is a more raping opportunity to rape the public. People have got to stand up against this stuff, and the way to do this is through your state legislators. You got to hold those feet to the fire, folks. You got to, if you have to go to the Capitol and pitch a tent on their lawn. We need to raise hell with these state legislators and say, we're not going to take these toll road nonsense. We're not going to take this. We're not going to take this oppression. We are tapped out. The American people are tapped out. We're tired of it. We're tired of having our pockets raided. There's nothing left. All right. I'm going to settle down and go to the phone line. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Good morning, Darren. I can hear it in your voice, and I don't blame you. First of all, real quick, I wish someone would call in from middle of Texas. Last year, I was in a small town. I don't remember the name, Darren, but there was nothing there. There were no highway beds. There was no interstate. And in the middle of town, Darren, they were building huge skyways similar to the bridge over the Saginaw River on I-75. I mean, they're doing these huge construction projects that are connecting something to nothing. There was no roadbed. So,
yeah, that's what, I forget the guy's name now. We had some guy some time ago on from the Trans-Texas Corridor, and he was saying that that's the way that Trans-Texas Corridor was, is basically it was a highway to nowhere. It wasn't even, didn't even make any sense the way they're laying the thing out.
No, it didn't. But that's the reason I called. Did you happen to have an opportunity to look any more into this Thracian Star that I gave you the information on?
No,
Darren,
unfortunately not.
This is something. I'm telling you, there's something behind this. For those that may not know, the Thracian Star was a star map that they found in an excavation in Bulgaria. That's extraordinarily accurate when it comes to a constellation and other places in outer space. And they're wondering how these people knew and had such detailed information, you know, two or three thousand years before Jesus Christ, but yet they had it. Now, the United States military, the Air Force in particular, has had a joint operation for the last 3 weeks with the Bulgarian Air Force, where we're flying F-16s, they're flying MiGs, and we're teaching them our tactics in the air. Darren, I'm wondering if it's not something to do with so-called disclosure, something with Project Bluebeam, when they fill the sky full of a lie that they're going to have something, you know, and the motto on the patch for the mission patch is basically controlling the skies together.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to control the skies. Why Bulgaria, Aaron?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know the answer to that, and it sounds like a lot of occultism to me. When I was looking through some of that stuff that you sent me, it looked a lot like more of this occultism. You know, everything they do is based on the occult and the underworld. And if people think that sounds crazy, I mean, there's a lot of symbolism behind the 33 Chilean miners that we could get into. You know, I don't really want to get into all that, but that whole thing looks like a big setup situation as well, based upon the symbolism of the entire thing. But it's all occultism. It's called Luciferianism. It's all the underworld, and that's what these people are all about.
I told the program yesterday. You know?
Okay, hang on, John. I got a break
okay.
here. I'll hold you over. Also, we got Melody in Colorado, Lee in Georgia. Hang on, everyone. We'll be back here in a moment. This is Governor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, we're back. This is Driving America. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 is the number. I want to get this out of the way real quick. Folks, I encourage you to support the network. The network needs your help. It's now possible to pay more for the archives if you want. There's still $1.33 a month, but you can pay $5, $10, or $20 per month more for the archives. If this is something you'd like to do, you can do that. The directions are up on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. And also, I want to tell you that the RBN business cards, this is a great way to spread the message about the network. Spread the words to your friends, your neighbors, and those complete strangers. Just walk up, give them a business card. They're complaining about the situation. We have no shortage of complainers today. Say, here, this is something you can do to solve the problem. Get educated. Find out why we're in this mess. And walk away. And the Republic Broadcasting business cards will speak for themselves. You can get 100 of these things for $10. And you can also get, with that offer comes free bumper stickers and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. So I highly encourage you to take advantage of this. It's a great offer, and I'm glad that they're still offering it. The address, if you'd like to do this, is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, that's suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can also call from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. The Republic Broadcasting Network business line at 800-724-2719. Once again, that's 724-2719, or you can go anytime on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate online. They need your help, folks. We tell you it costs a lot of money to keep a network going, to pay people, pay satellite, uplink bills, internet streams, broken equipment. I mean, nobody's getting rich here. I guarantee that. All right, back to John. John, real quickly, can you finish your thoughts there?
Very, very quickly, Darren, and it's not taken away from anything that you're talking about. It's all important. I told the radio program yesterday, sometimes I feel as though we're playing in a sandbox making mud pies. And on the other side of the room, the real stuff's going on. We're looking at things that are big, and we're neglecting to look at something that is enormous. I mean, with what's going on, Darren, I think that they're actually preparing to do battle with God Almighty.
Well, they've certainly been battling God Almighty for many years. We're going to see, and I really believe this, a staged UFO attack at some point in the future. They're going to tell us that we're being invaded by aliens, and I don't really want to get into the whole alien subject today.
Well, I appreciate it, and I would just tell people, check out Operation Star. Come to your own conclusions.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate it, John. God bless you, man.
All right.
Melody, Colorado. Melody, what's on your mind?
Hello, Darren.
Yes.
I wanted to go along the lines that you were speaking about earlier on these, what they're doing on the travel, and what they're trying to implement in my state is they're now trying to, they mess with the speed limits, so they'll change them 5 miles an hour here and there, and now they're going to do the nighttime speed limits like they kind of have in some of the states. But now they're going to charge double fines for wildlife corridors.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that one.
Well, this one's new here, too, and I was wondering how they were going to implement that map that Michael Kaufman had, presented in his presentation. And so here we go, wildlife corridors. Well, those change, and now they're... And they have those safety corridors. They do the same thing on doubling the fines, and they're constantly having these projects going on around the state. So another means to double their cost of driving. So
well, and that's going to serve to create a major risk in driving through those areas where ultimately they want to, we're already spending, I don't know how many millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars, I don't know, millions, billions. It all kind of runs together. None of us can get our mind around how much money this stuff is anyway. But we're spending boatloads of money building these wildlife bridges, so that the wildlife can pass safely from one side of the road to the other. And you can argue that, I guess this makes sense from an insurance standpoint. But when you factor in the cost of creating all of this, and they're even talking, they've talked about creating elevated roads, and I guess they've done this in certain places, where they've elevated the roads above whatever protected area they want to take the road, so that literally the wildlife can pass underneath the road. Now that makes sense, I guess, if you, from an accident standpoint, but man, the cost involved in doing that is just astronomical. And, I don't know, but see this, the thing, that quote from, what was it, Daniel Sitars, I think, he said, effective execution of Agenda 21 will require a profound reorientation of all human activity. He said that everything that we do is going to be centered around the implementation of Agenda 21. It's going to be the first consideration before anything is done. And you can clearly see that, today in everything they're doing. Melody.
Uh-huh. Well, I just wanted to add that in. Another little bit of incrementalism that they're putting in place. So.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Bye.
All right, Lee in Georgia. What's on your mind, Lee?
Good morning, sir. I'm a little unusual in most respects, and I hope nobody took offense on RBN when I made the statement yesterday when I called John Stattmiller that the more I listen to you guys, the more I realize I am smarter than the average bear, because you guys continuously say the same things I'm saying to support my argument. So I'm...
I don't think anybody would take offense to that.
That was actually a compliment to RBN. So I hope Mr. Stattmiller didn't take any offense to that. But I'm kind of curious about this discussion because I don't drive, okay? I travel much like the Amish and the Quaker. I use a horse. And I'm wondering how this is going to affect people like me, the Amish and Quakers and people who use horse and horse-drawn wagon and stuff like that. Any idea on that?
Well, you know, I know that the government has actually come down on the Amish people in recent years, not allowing them to have their carriages on the public roads. And actually, it's actually against their religion to put any kind of symbols or anything on modern technological symbols on their vehicles.
Right.
And they've been forced to put these little reflective triangles on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, predominantly what we're talking about here, Lee, is that in the rural areas, they don't want any occupation in the rural areas at all. Now, you're not going to drive a horse and buggy on the highway.
Oh, no, no.
You know, and so what we're talking about with the toll roads, we're talking about highway tolls and getting from one place to the other through, the, like, interstates and these things that are existing, tolling these things. Now, what you're talking about with the rural areas where you can actually have a horse and buggy and travel along there, they want to get people out of the rural areas altogether as much as possible. And that's where they're building these large urban centers to make things so that people don't need automobiles. They're making high-rise apartments, high-rise living centers, and they're trying to design towns now. In fact, we had the Kelo versus New London Supreme Court decision, which I believe was instrumental in tearing down one of the major barriers to redesigning cities across this country back some years ago, just a few years ago. The Kelo decision basically said that the cities can take people's property for commercial development. So, like, if you have a park that the city wants to put in, or if you have a mall that the city wants to build, you know, for any reason, public or private, prior to that point, I guess they could only take it for public purpose. Now they can take it for private purpose as well. You know, so it basically people's property, then suddenly if it has more value to the community, they're going to steal your property. And the Supreme Court says that's fine. Now, there's some states that actually stepped up after that and made laws saying, no, this is illegal here. And that needs to be in all 50 states, by the way. But in those states where it isn't law, that the cities can currently do that now. I don't know if that answered your question.
My concern was, so what you're saying is this is more like for the interstates, but I remember some time ago we heard the discussion of this new technology they wanted to install into vehicles that would... It wouldn't matter if you are interstate, state highway, rural. They were going to tax you literally for every single mile that you drive.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. The toll roads, that's the way it would be.
But so that would mean like for the 14 miles that it is from my mother's house, say, into town, because we live out in the county, my mother would actually be taxed for that 14 miles, and this is a regular...
Okay, I think I see what you're talking about. You're talking about smart devices installed
right.
in cars.
Right. And I'm wondering how all of this all ties in and if they could possibly, maybe there's some type of possibility they might try to link this to, like, horse-drawn wagons or people like me who actually ride in a saddle to carry some device with us that tracks every mile that we ride our horse.
Well, you know, that's a good question, and you know, but I'll tell you, from reading what I've read and hearing what I've heard, Agenda 21 implementation, they don't want you to have hoofed animals.
Right.
They don't like hoofed animals. You know, behind this is another type of religion-type deal. These people worship Gaia. You know, it's Gaia worship, and there's a lot of, you can get into on Gaia worship, G-A-I-A. But they believe that... hoofed animals scar the face of Gaia, so they're not. You know, In fact, some years ago, shortly after I started on this network, I told people that Agenda 21 doesn't want you to eat meat. They want to ban meat. And somebody called in, oh, no, you're way off base. You're way off base. No, you read what these people say. And they don't like hoofed animals at all. And cattle belch and fart, and they say that's destroying the ozone layer. You know, they're insane. They're nuts. But this is the reality that we're facing. We're literally facing people that are insane, that have positions of public policy on their side, that they're able to make this policy. So the key to all this is education. But getting back to the issue of horse and buggy, no, they don't want you to have a horse and buggy. They want you in urban centers. You know, and for a while you can do it. But see, what you got to understand is every single square inch of land on this planet has been mapped or is in the process of being mapped for future use.
Right.
And
you know that they, during the last census, you know, we know now that they were carrying GPS and they were, like, literally GPS tagging everywhere that they stopped and every house that they stopped at. And I think that's all probably tied into that, too.
Oh, absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Because when you want to change the place where people live, you have to first find out exactly where people live.
Right.
You know, and I think you're talking about the census thing where they were going to put a GPS device on every door of every address. Is that what you were talking about?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of this is so draconian, but that all of it is designed to get you off the land and to relocate people everywhere out of the rural areas into the city, and I hate to say it, but you're not going to be able, if they get their way, and this doesn't have to be a foregone conclusion, Lee. I really believe that if the people are educated enough to stand up against this, they can put a stop to this. This has happened many times throughout recent history, where people have gotten angry, and, you know, I can think of, I go back to Missouri, where some friends of mine who also have a talk show there, they found out that they were metering private water wells there. And they called in Derry Brownfield. And in fact, by the way, I've heard there's some other places, too, where they're starting to do this. I got a friend in Oklahoma who used to be a talk show host on this network, Chris Gerner. He told me in his area, in Oklahoma right now, they're starting to hold meetings on metering of private water wells. So this kind of stuff is going on evidently all over the place. They want to charge you for the water that you pull out of the ground. People are being taxed in different areas for the water that falls from the sky. It's called the rainwater harvesting. If you harvest rain in certain areas, they will fine you for that because you're stealing water from somebody else.
Right.
You know?
We live out on a little piece of property out in the county, and all of our water comes out of two wells. So we have well water, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is just absolutely insane.
It is. It really is. But see, the problem is the people have let these scumbags get away with this. And as long as people don't start getting angry and rising up and actually educating themselves and exploring ways to combat this, these little slimy little creeps are going to keep getting away with this. And they're going to keep going further and further. I mean, the carbon tax is just an extension of what they're already doing with charging you for water. The carbon tax is just the natural progression of that because, hey, if you're going to fall for allowing people to charge you for the water that you drink and use, well, why wouldn't you let them charge you to breathe the air? You know, eventually, family sizes are going to be limited based upon the amount of carbon that an average human being emits in their lifetime.
Yeah,
you know, if you don't have enough carbon credits, you're not going to be able to have a family.
Right, and the next thing you know, they'll be wanting to implant some device that calculates every single breath you take through the day to test you for air, exactly. You know,
well, they'll come up with some kind of computer model. It'll all be based on computer models. And
right.
they'll plug in a computer model that says the average person during the course of their lifetime, you know, emits so many tons of carbon dioxide, and so based upon that, you have so much of an allowance. And if you have enough in your allowance, And you'll probably have exemptions for rich people. They'll probably be able to increase their allowance if they have enough money to buy additional credits. Because there's always exemptions for rich people.
Always.
You know? So Bill Gates will be able to have a huge family while you're going to be a pauper in a city working for the global slave system and not be able to have a family.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hate to be so dismal about this, but it's not dismal when you realize that people can stop it.
It is dismal, but it's the truth.
That's absolutely right. Hey, I got to move on. I got a break coming up here. I appreciate the call, Lee.
All right, you take care, brother.
God bless you, man. All right, folks, we're going to take the break. When I come back, I'm going to get into some of this terrorism stuff. We have the Australian Union, a union leader in Australia, raising a stir, asking questions about 9/11. We have other prime ministers doing the same thing. We have terrorism being created. We have the Afghan president saying the U.S. isn't, well, he's meeting with the Taliban. Lots more to come.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. www.governamerica.com is the website. That's www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Once again, before the break, we were talking about how this this is one subject I harp on a lot, folks, because every day, every week, more and more information just keeps coming out. We are at war right now, supposedly, to fight terrorists. And yet, those that are pointing the finger at other countries, other nations, and other religions, and calling them terrorists, are themselves the perpetrators of it, and almost all of it. I'm coming to the conclusion that almost every bit of it is created by these secret government agencies that span the globe and work in together. I almost said in tandem, but there's more than just two. There's a myriad of them. And Australian union leader, according to Big News Network, Australian union leader came out. This is actually dated the 20th, just a few days ago. And apparently this guy has quite some prominence in Australia. But he has suggested that the official story of the World Trade Center attacks is untrue. And he did this evidently on a national radio show. The president of the Victorian Trades Hall Council, Kevin Bracken, told ABC Radio in Australia, so the major network radio, he thought that the official U.S. government explanation was a, quote, conspiracy theory and doesn't stand up to scientific scrutiny. Callers to the show had been ringing the station to put their views on Australia's role in Afghanistan to presenter John Fain and Mr. Bracken. Fain reacted to Bracken's remarks by saying, "Are you serious? Is this a hoax? Or are you serious?" Mr. Bracken reported, he retorted, he says, "No, and I'd love to debate you publicly, John, if you think it's ridiculous." Now, he and the host responded, "There's nothing to debate." Well, anyway, I'm not going to read the whole article. What he said, though, is, and of course the Prime Minister came out afterwards and said his comments were stupid and wrong. A number of world leaders are starting to realize and look into this thing more closely. This isn't conspiracy theory. Now, 9/11 is one thing, but all of this is continuing to go further and further today. We had the Mumbai attack just recently, and it's come out within the last couple of weeks, a lot of the evidence this week, that the CIA was behind that. And that we had a drug enforcement agency person, a person on the payroll of the DEA helping to recruit people in Pakistan. The Turkish Prime Minister, according to the News in Pakistan, that's what the publication is, it's a newspaper called The News. Dateline is Islamabad. It says U.S. backing international terrorists, says the Turkish Prime Minister. A Prime Minister of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said the U.S. was supporting some common enemies of Pakistan and Turkey, and the time has come to unmask them and act together. All right, I'm already up at the end of the hour. I'm going to continue this in the next hour. Some of the stuff I've got here, folks, is just absolutely explosive. I can hardly believe this stuff when I read it. It's just unbelievable. Stay with us. Hour number two is about to begin here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.